Eve, because Fáilte go Jean Clark coming Luke Class Gail and Shachtan Ashall and me, Tom Comike, with you as usual on Wednesday night, starting into a brand new year. And first of all, a very happy new year and a good sporting year to all our friends and followers here on the GA programme tonight and indeed right through the season. And we're looking forward to another good season and a very successful one for teams and clubs and players and everybody, officials from the Northwest here. But, well, tonight we're going to pay a tribute to a legend of Donegal football. That's former All-Star defender Donald Monaghan, who sadly passed away earlier this week and was laid to rest in Clare outside Donegal town today. Former Donegal football manager and a very close friend and associate of the late Donald Monaghan, Tom Conaghan, will join us, as will former Donegal star defender Páraic McShay, who played alongside Donald and was a lifelong friend of his. They'll be joining us to pay tribute to Tom, or to Donald, and well, to look back on his career, both football and indeed business career as well. A very successful businessman as well, Donald Monaghan, from Donegal town. And we're deeply saddened today, and a great cloud over Donegal GA folk right around the county, because Donald was a very popular man indeed. But that's to come in a few moments. But first, we're going to talk to Donegal Lady officials Hugh Devenny and Liam Skelly about the state and how things are with Donegal ladies football. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined first by Hugh Devenny on the phone tonight. Hugh is, of course, chairman of the Donegal ladies and a veteran official and of ladies football, has served on the Ulster Council as president, is also on the Central Council. And first of all, a very good night to you and a happy new year, Hugh.
Good night, Tom. The same happy new year to yourself and a healthy new year to yourself and all the staff at Highland Radio.
Yeah, indeed. And, well, you obviously looking forward to 2016. 2015 was a pretty good year, a historic year. A first ever Ulster title at senior level won last year, defeating Monaghan in the final. And, well, those players and officials and management were honoured last Saturday night in the Clannery at a very successful banquet. So looking back on that, a very good night.
We had a great night in the Clannery Hotel. All the girls turned up, and it was absolutely, the management team all turned up, and it was a brilliant night. An exceptionally good night. It went to the early hours of the morning.
Yeah. And obviously, as I said, a very successful year, but there's a new year upon us now, and you've got to look forward to that.
Oh, it was a very successful year, there's no doubt about it, and I'm really looking forward to 2016.
Yeah. As we said, great success last year, winning that first Ulster. What has that win done for ladies football in the county? I know we've won All-Ireland Junior titles before and All-Ireland Intermediate titles, but this is singularly the biggest, greatest achievement ever achieved by a Donegal ladies team.
Yeah, well, I know there's coming a massive interest in underage football in the county this year. There's an awful lot of teams, even new teams, looking to join this year. It was great to win the senior, first Ulster senior title. Absolutely brilliant, because those girls have been about now for some time. Like, the same bunch of girls, there are only a few new girls out of the panel from 2010, and like, they're an exceptionally good bunch of girls, and they fully deserved it. They were the best team in Ulster by far in 2015.
Yeah, and got to build on it now, I suppose, really, and a new management back in place. Well, maybe not so new. Micheál Nocton back in the hot seat, taking over from Davy McLaughlin.
Yeah, Micheál's back in the hot seat, as yourself said again, and I've no doubt it'll be a successful year again, because the first thing we're going to have to look at is getting promotion to division. We have to have won Division 2 in order to be promoted to Division 1. And definitely you want to play with all the top teams. When you're in Division 1, you're playing all against all the top teams, and that's where every county wants to be.
Yeah.
And at the end of the season, hopefully we'll be there.
You know, and as I said, and I've mentioned a number of times on Saturday night, great success when winning the championship, beating Monaghan in the final. Little disappointing in the defeat to Armagh in the quarter final, but again, probably not very much in it, and possibly a game they could have won, which I think has given the girls a taste for maybe going further this year and building on that success.
Yeah, the defeat to Armagh was a bit of a blow, all right, and it was very, very disappointing. If we got over that, like, we're in an All-Ireland semi-final, and when you get that far, like, anything can happen. But the bunch of girls we have, like, they're definitely capable of going all the way.
Yeah. And as we face into 2016, what's the state of Donegal ladies? Good shape?
Oh, I think good shape. Yeah, we've got exceptionally good management. Like, normally you get one or two good managers in a year, and you have a few others that will be weak. But I have to say, this year, like, we've got exceptionally good management right through. Like, with Greg Harkin from St. Junan's down to 14 level. Then we've got Liam Skelly from Mulvell and Paddy McMenamin from Terman at down to 16s. And Terman's, Trevor Alcorn has the minor team. And then Michael is the senior. Like, we have excellent management in place this year. In fact, it's probably the best management at, you know, that we ever had in the county. So it's absolutely brilliant. I have no doubt we'll have success.
Yeah. And I know, obviously, finance and money and fundraising is always something that is a big headache for team officials. And obviously, that's something you have to put in place, because the more success you have and the more teams you have, the more money you need.
Yeah, well, like, for in ladies football, you get absolutely no grants from anywhere. The only money you have is the money you raise yourself within your county. And finance is always a problem, and it always will be a problem. We've got a lot of help from within the county, in fairness. The clubs of the county are very good and very supportive in the help and the fundraising. But, like, you could even do with more. You could afford, like, half the teams and the players better if you had more.
And I know you've a new finance committee in place, and I'm delighted to say we're joined by Liam Skelly, who is the chairman of that finance committee. Of course, Sean O'Keefe is the treasurer, but Liam is the chairman of that finance committee. Delighted to see Hugh. I'm joined by one of the people that obviously is charged with the responsibility of raising those much needed funds you talk about. That's the chairman of the finance committee, Liam Skelly. Night to you, Liam. And tell me, what kind of money do you need? What does it cost roughly to run Donegal Ladies?
Well, at the minute, we'd be budgeting this year, because we're running two extra teams as it is, so we're probably looking at somewhere in the region of 130,000 needed.
What's your source of income?
Well, the source of income is the levies from the clubs. There's 34 clubs there. But it can't all come from them, because everybody has their own fundraising to do at club level. So, well, our golf classic, I suppose, last year was the big thing.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
We started
yeah.
off as something we might have done, would we do it, or we
no won't. Problem, no problem.
It was a huge success. And it kind of got us over a barrier this last year. It kind of got us, kept us out of the red, you know. Yeah. This year we're trying to push it on. That will be the major one again, you know.
Yeah. And what other fundraisers you have?
We started off, the new finance committee was put in place, and we had one meeting, and we came out of it very happy with three potential events to raise money. The first one is the fun run. That's on Sunday the 24th of January. It's at 12 noon from the Fitness Performance Gym in Balbuffet. That's Pierce Lafferty up there just out past Super Value. He's been a great help to us. He's looking after the coaching the young girls there, and the strength and conditioning, getting them ready for the season and all as well, so as well as the senior ladies. That's €10 to enter, and €5 for under 18s, and under 10s are free, as I say, Sunday the 24th of January at 12 noon. So that's something just to get us kick-started, get some money into the bank, because at this time of the year, the normal thing is there's nothing in the bank, and we need to get it rolling, you know. So yeah, this was a quick fix.
Yeah. And how long is the run or walk?
Just 5K. It's only a fun run. It's not going to be too competitive or nothing. So.
And if I want to enter it, who do I approach, or who do I...
Registration will be at the gym from 10 a.m. in the morning. So anytime from 10 on, the gym's open. Come and register and take part. That, as I say, that's in the old Safeguard factory there in Balbuffet, out past Super Value.
And the run then is what time?
That's at 12. Starts at 12 noon.
And what other of your golf classic then? What else
well,
have you?
The next one then is the Come Cook With Us. I haven't seen this before. Deborah Lacey also came on board with us this year in the finance committee. And Deborah, it was done on four masters, and they reckon people were coming out of there holding their sides. It was so funny. It's basically, there's eight personalities will be on stage cooking against each other. And that's with Joe Shannon, the TV3 chef.
Yeah.
And Frank Ford, the comedian. So while the cooking's going on, rather than just sitting watching cooking, Frank Ford will be in the middle of the floor doing his bit, and I think he was leaving people lying rolling about the floor the last night. It was so funny. So I'm kind of looking forward to that myself, because I haven't seen it before, you know.
As long as you're not asked to cook.
No, they wouldn't want me cooking, definitely not, Tom. That's one thing you wouldn't. I'm a good eater, not a good cooker.
And when are you hoping to have that, Liam?
That is on Friday, the 15th of April in the Clannery.
Then, is it the Golf Classic next, is it?
The Golf Classic, again, that's on Friday, the 20th of May. And delighted to say we're back in Balbofade, Stranorder again this year, because they really looked after it well last year there, you know.
And tell me, when is that?
That's Friday, the 20th of May. The likes of Austin Daly last year was our main sponsor, and I think he was coming down for 2 years, so we'd probably do it again. So he was a great help to us last year, you know. And the ladies themselves, the ladies really got behind the Classic. They went out and got the sponsors, and it was them that pushed it and made it the success it was, you know.
Yeah, because obviously you're looking for sponsors for tees and for...
Yeah, tees and greens and longest drives and prizes, anything at all. We'll take sponsorship for anything. And fairness, all the girls were tasked with going out and getting two sponsors, and every single one of them done it, you know. So, not only the success they got in the field, but they actually went out and made that a success as well, you know. So, fair play to them.
So, you have those events penciled in, so it's now a matter of rolling up the sleeves and getting the people out and getting them involved in them.
That's it. That's the three main events there now. Like, as I say, the fun run and the walk is a quick... Let's get going and get the finance committee up and running and get an event in the first month of us being together. So that's what that is. And then the Come Cook With Us, with Deborah then has organised that, and then the Golf Classic.
Yeah.
So then we'll be busy then with football, so we'll probably look at something then towards the end of the year again then as well.
And just remind us again of the dates of the walk, the Come Dine With Me and the golf.
The walk is on Sunday the 24th of January at 12 noon from Fitness Performance Ireland Gym in Balbofay. That's Pierce Lafferty's gym. The Come Cook With Us with Joe Shannon and Frank Ford. That's Friday the 15th of April in the Clannery Hotel in Airkenny. And the Golf Classic will be Friday the 20th of May in Balbofay and Stranorla Golf Club, and that will be an all-day event. There'll be a timesheet in operation there. You just phone the club there for that.
So you and your finance committee are going to be busy over the next few months, Liam, but...
It'll be a busy time ahead between the teams here as well. I think today there, the under-16 team, Healthwise Pharmacy, came on board today and sponsored the team there for us, so we're delighted for them as well. Yeah. Delighted to have them on board, and they're a great help to us. You know, Liam and James have been very good to us, you know.
Thanks a million.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Well, it looks like Liam and his finance committee are going to be busy and have quite a lot of interesting things lined up, Hugh.
Yeah, well, it's great to have such an exceptionally good finance committee this year. We have a finance committee of 10 people, and like, it's great to have them, and I've no doubt they've all these things planned out in good time, and I've no doubt it'll be successful. But along with that, we've got a fixtures committee, an appeals committee, a disciplinary committee at county board level, and I have to say, on the day of the AGM, we got absolutely every position filled. Actually, we had more people, more nominees than even was required. That's the first time it ever happened in Donegal. In fact, it's probably the first time it ever happened in any county in Ireland.
Look at you. We'll talk to you again at some depth, but we just want to move on. Time is pressing on us here. But again, thank you for joining us tonight, and best wishes to Donegal ladies in 2016 at all levels, and best luck to you and your committee as well.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you.
Hugh Devaney there, chairman of the Donegal Ladies Board, looking forward to 2016 after, of course, that very successful 2015 and that first ever Ulster Senior Championship title. Coming up, we'll be joined shortly by Tom Conaghan, former Donegal Senior Football Manager and indeed Donegal All-Ireland Under-21 Manager. The first ever Donegal team to win in All-Ireland was managed by Tom way back in 1982, and also by Pádraig McShay, one of Donegal star defenders of the 60s and the 70s. They'll be paying tribute to one of their, well, Donegal sporting legends and great legends, Gaelic legends in particular, Donal Monaghan, an all-star in the 70s as well, who sadly passed away earlier this week and was laid to rest in Clare outside Donegal town today. That'll be coming up right after these.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, station roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Buying a second-hand car? Don't take any chances and get it checked by an independent mechanic or engineer. A valid NCT only confirms that the car met a minimum standard on the day of the test. It can't guarantee safety in the days, weeks and months that followed. You can check that a car's NCT isn't fraudulent at ncts.ie. For commercial vehicles, go to cvort.ie. Always check the vehicle's background and true mileage. Ensure the vendor is legitimate. Due diligence won't kill you. And remember, if an offer is too good to be true, it usually is. From the Road Safety Authority.
Are you ready?
Yes, Chris.
Question for £1 million is, what do Crawford Tiles do? Is it A, tiles, B, wooden flooring, C, bathroom suites, D, five-day bathroom refits?
All four.
Final answer?
Yes.
That's the right answer! Crawford Tiles, Castlefin, 07491 43942.
Kiernan's Diners, Newton Cunningham and Drumkeen. On the road or in the area. Call in for one of our all-day breakfasts from €5.99. Includes tea or coffee and toast. Tastes good no matter what time of the day. Kiernan's Diners, good food at the right price.
Who's watching your home while you're asleep, at work or on holiday? With the Sheridan Security Alarm System, you can be assured of round-the-clock monitoring. Our central monitoring station is on duty 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, monitoring houses for intruder, fire and panic signals, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Sheridan Security Systems, Bunagee, Letterkenny. Protecting what you value most. Call us today for a free quotation on 91260025.
Crawford Tiles January Sale. VAT free for the month of January. That's right, 23% off everything in store. Remember, at Crawford Tiles, we've got it covered for you.
Are you having a DIY disaster? Then B McNamee's in Strabane can assist you. With over 50 years in the business, we are the leading builders merchants in the Northwest with professional and knowledgeable staff on hand. Whether you're building your ideal home, renovating, or doing up the garden, we're here to help. Visit us in Park Road, Strabane, and speak to our experienced staff where they can help with all your DIY needs. B McNamee & Co. Builders Merchants Strabane. We aim to please at McNamee's.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. With great value footwear, sports and leisure wear across all leading brands. Gear up for life at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back once again to the GAA programme here with me, Tom Comack. We'll be joined in a moment by Tom Conaghan, looking back on the career and paying tribute to his very good friend, Donal Monaghan, Donegal All-Star defender in the 1970s, who sadly died earlier this week and was laid to rest today in Donegal town. But I can tell you, of course, there's some action tonight in the Dr. McKenna Cup. Donegal got their campaign off to a winning start on Sunday last, defeating Down by a goal, 111-11 points in Sean McCool Park. Well, tonight that postponed Fermanagh versus St Mary's game is going ahead on Garvahy. I can tell you it's level at half time there in that particular game. 6 points each. Tomás Corrigan with 4 points. Owen Donnelly and Kieran Flaherty of the Fermanagh scores in that first half. And there's one other game in Group A of the Dr. McKenna Cup tonight as well. It's Antrim versus Queen's University. That's in the Dub, the home ground of the of Queen's University, and the students are leading that one by 8-5. Well, Donegal football and even much further afield are very much in the mourning this week following the sad passing of one of the two greats of Donegal football, Donal Monaghan, this week, earlier this week, and later rest today. Of course, Donal was a member of that Donegal team that won the first ever Ulster title back in 1972, and he was still on board again in 74 when that second title was won. A lifelong friend and colleague, and indeed worked with him as a player and as a manager and mentor, is Tom Conaghan, of course, Donegal's former senior manager, and as I mentioned earlier, manager of the first ever Donegal side to win in All-Ireland. That was the under 21 of 1982, and indeed Donal Monaghan was a mentor with him on that team along with Michael Lafferty. Tom, first of all, a very good night to you, and well, our commiserations to you and everybody involved in football and Four Masters and Donegal. A sad day for you.
It is, Tom, all right. You know, like, you have to, I suppose, as Donal would say himself, you have to pick up the pieces, you know.
Yeah.
But he was a legend in his own right. And the other thing I would have to say, you know, like, he was really genuine and easy to work with, you know.
Yeah, and of course you would have a lifelong association with him, probably watched him from a very early age as a young man.
I would, Tom, all right, would have played with him underage and all the rest, you know, like there'd be a difference of a couple of years between us and his brother Francie as well, you know, like they were a talent on their own, you know, like there would have been a lot of other players would have hoped to have been, but I would figure, you know, like probably Donal's success in football was a fact of the amount of effort that he put into it himself, you know, to get there, to be there, like he would have, you know, like when there wasn't too many, I suppose, training so many nights a week. Dolan would have been training at least four or five nights a week on his own, you know.
Yeah, and of course you have the unique distinction of managing them both at club and having him involved with you as a mentor with club, with county at under 21, that success I mentioned in 1982, and again when you were a county senior manager later in the 80s.
Well, you know, like Tom, really how it came about was Dolan approached me in 1980 to see if we could do something for Masters. He says, I think maybe you've done enough for the athletics and all the rest of what I was involved with in the past, and Michael Cooney and Patsy McGunnigan, Lehman Harvey and different ones. So I came on board anyway, and lo and behold, that was 1980, and we got going anyway, and we got to the final, and we just didn't make it at the time, and we just had, as Dolan would say himself, he says, we have to try again, you know, and got going anyway for 1982. And I made him captain, and he's a great leader. And the spirit and the knowledge that he would have, and got the rest of the players on board and played with what we had and everything else. And we came out on top, thank God. And the same year, you know, like, Dolan was captain, and as I said, but the fact, you know, that he was playing basically for 20 minutes, I suppose maybe a lot of people didn't realise, but, he, you know, like, with the heart that he had, and wanting to win his first championship medal, but he had a lot of the rest of the stuff, you know. He played with, he was in very bad shape because he got an injury in the head, you know, but no word to Dolan, he wanted to stay on, you know. So that was he won it as a captain, and we took part then again, and we were working at the 21s at the same time, and Michael Lafferty on board, and Eamon Harvey and a few more. And, you know, as knowledge of football, and as people would say to me on different occasions, how do you disagree? Well, we never really had a problem in agreeing, Tom, you know, the fact, because we were kind of on the same core as such, you know, like, and his attitude and his knowledge from the past, been playing and all the rest, was something great, you know, like, and it was all about, as far as Dolan was concerned, you know, it was football non-stop, which I'm sure anybody would know that, you know, like, with the success of his three sons.
Yeah, and I suppose a testimony to what you said is he got a good send-off today in Donegal Town, from what I gather.
Well, Tom, I would have to say, you know, it was unbelievable, really. You know, like, when you look at players that would have played in 72 and 74 with them, and, you know, them standing to attention, and younger players, and you know, a great mixture, and supporters as well, big time, you know, like, I would have to say, you know, like, the centre, I've never saw anything like it before, you know, and fellas standing out there like Sean Ferter and Parig McShay and all the rest of them, Dodo Wonson and all, there was Martin Griffin, Andy Corn, you know, like, there were, I you just can't start naming because you're going to leave players out, Michael Lafferty, you know, like, they were all there, and unfortunately, Brian McEnough couldn't be there because his nephew had died in Dublin. And, you know, like, it was great to see. It was great for the family. It was great to, you know, like, the appreciation that they had towards him. And, you know, some of the stories you'd have heard. I thought I heard all the stories, but I didn't really hear them, some of them, until today, you know. But, and what you said, you know, like, the send-off that he got was something that I could never kind of witness again, and the fact that you know, like, the crowds that appeared for the wake at the home place, you know, like, it was chock-a-block yesterday from 1 o'clock to 11 last night.
Well, one of the men you mentioned there is Pádraig McShay, and of course Pádraig was one of the Silicon full-backs of his time way back in the 70s. I think we have Pádraig on the line as well. Pádraig played with him and was a lifelong friend after, I think, Pádraig. First of all, good night and thank you for joining us. But you were there as well today for the funeral, and you did mention to me earlier that literally everybody that could be there was there.
Yeah, Tom, I would have to say, just to endorse what Tom Conan has said, I was reflecting on the team, Tom, today on my way to Dublin for Brian's nephew's funeral tomorrow. But of the team that played in 1972, Mickey McLennan unfortunately passed away, and we lost Seamus Bowler, and we lost Donal as well today. But every other member of that team was in Donegal Town either yesterday or today. They came from Dublin. Martin Carney came from Galway. Ironically enough, Johnny Tobin came from Galway as well, who would have played on Donal in the past. And that in itself, Tom, was a testimony to the gentleman that Monaghan was. He was the one thing I said about him, and it was probably a perverse kind of a compliment. If Donal Monaghan had a fault as a footballer, and he had no faults in my opinion, but he was an absolute gentleman on the park. I never ever saw him, and I played beside him. He was number two and I was number three. I never ever saw him initiate a foul act, no matter what the match was like or how tough it was going. He just majored on football. He was normally defenders aren't purists, Tom. And
yeah, and especially in that era, cornerbacks weren't anyway.
They weren't. They were no angels. There's no doubt about that. But I think, you know, one of the greatest accolades that Donal won was man of the match in the Ulster final in 1974. Now, you know well, Tom, and Tom Conlon does, that watching football over the years, ultimately, it's a forward who wins that award because of getting scores and is a more glamorous position. But that did Donal give a masterclass in defensive football, and he was an outstanding winner of that award. But there was an awful lot more to him than winning awards, Tom. He won county championship medals. He won Ulster titles with Donegal. He played with Ulster. He played with the All-Stars. But his will to be noticed for his achievements just simply didn't exist. He was a thorough gentleman, and I would have to say, there's a phrase that I heard some years ago, Tom, and I'll tell you what it is. True friends are the medicine of life. And Donal Monaghan, that phrase could have been coined about him, because he was a true friend, he was a gentleman, and I can honestly say to you that I would really miss him an awful lot. But his greatest legacy, Tom, would be the legacy that his wife, Margaret, who is an absolute lady. Margaret and Donal have left three sons, and that's their legacy. Don, an absolute gentleman who spoke briefly and superbly at his funeral today. Barry, who was a superb footballer, was maybe most unlucky not to be in the All-Ireland team. Don, Barry and Marcus. And I will tell you one thing, you know, you may empathise with this yourself. If any of those three lads, if a daughter of mine came home and said, I'm going to marry one of the Monaghans, I would be a very happy camper, because they're very fine people. And that's Donal's legacy, Tom, in my opinion.
And but tell me, Sporik, and I know time is pressing here, unfortunately. You know, the one thing I've been ringing people during the week to try and get tributes to him, or get tributes, there was no great difficulty in getting them. The one thing that everybody came up with, he was a great character and he could spin a great yarn.
Well, I was very fortunate, Tom, I suppose, to be playing in between Donal Monaghan and Andy Corn, because two characters in their own right. But we tend to slag Andy, he was that bit smaller. But Donal's dry sense of humour was never hurtful, but it was always very, very funny. And the other thing about him, Tom, he stood out on the pitch because he was a very handsome guy and he had a lovely head of blonde hair. And I think he would have been noticed more than most for that reason. But I never in my life heard Donal make a negative comment about anybody.
And any of those good yarns you can share with us, or any of the tricks he got up to?
No, I'll give an indication of the esteem he was held in, Tom. I was in Cork 3 or 4 years ago. You might have been there the same day. Donegal were playing Cork in the league. And afterwards, the Cork Horrors were playing Clare. And I met Jimmy Barry Murphy going on to the pitch. He was managing the Cork Horrors morning team. And we spoke for maybe 2 minutes. But the first thing Jimmy Barry said to me, he said, "Porrick, how is Donal Monaghan?" Because he shared Donal's company on an All-Stars trip. And Donal made an indelible print on Barry Murphy and on everybody that he ever travelled with. He was a unique character, and I would have to say, and Tom was, he mentioned it with great clarity. The funeral mass today was as nice a mass I was ever at. It was most dignified. There was a huge crowd there. And in a strange way, Tom, it was a celebration of Donal Monaghan's life.
Unfortunately, Porrick, the music in the background tells us we have to leave you. Thank you, Porrick McShea. Thank you also to Tom Conlon for joining us tonight. Our sympathies to the Monaghan family. Our yes, Jay Garau Annam, to Margaret and sons Don, Barry and Marcus.